The last word on Today FM with Matt Cooper.
Charlie Preston, personal finance editor of the Irish Independent, is with us for our weekly money spot. A lot of people spend money with air, Charlie, on broadband, on mobile phones, on television supplies, on old-fashioned landlines. How many customers is it reckoned air has in the country?
Very big, Matt. The biggest, it's probably over a million broadband customers, 1.1 million, and close to a million mobile customers. A very big operator on mobile as well. I mean, it cleaned up earlier in the year with the GOMO, low cost mobile operation. You deal with them online on that one. It's a low priced and low cost operation. They were offering a monthly fee of $9.99 at one stage, and it's gone up a bit since. But a lot of people signed up to that. So, yeah, huge operator, very, very important.
And profitable.
Incredibly profitable, Matt. The results that were issued yesterday for the 3 months up to the end of September, operating profits of €222 million. €222 million. Now, admittedly, there was an exceptional gain in that. But even if you look at something called its earnings, interest, taxes, depreciation, EBITDA, it's called. It's a kind of, you know, that's usually fairly consistent. That is €154 million. So
they're not short of money to invest in customer service. And yet, complaint after complaint from people about not being able to get through to anybody, to be able to talk to somebody, or if you do, you might be on the phone for a couple of hours, or that you get nothing out of it once you've actually got to speak to somebody. Tell us what's going on.
Yeah, this company infuriates people, absolutely infuriates them. I put out a tweet, Matt, about an hour ago saying I was going to be on with you talking about this. The kind of replies I got were pathetic company, atrocious, worst company in Ireland, appalling, disgrace. There was one funny one. Somebody said it's where dreams go to die. Air is where dreams go to die. But it really, really winds people up. The problem is people trying to get through, you know, ironically, it's very hard to ring this telecoms company. Customers are left hanging on. They're frustrated trying to contact them. If they want to report faults or switch mobile SIM cards or move provider, you know, the calls are dropped sometimes. Customer agents are accused of being rude and unhelpful. Routine issues are not resolved. So, you know, people get really, really annoyed. It was a huge issue in the Dáil last week.
Yeah, and I'll just give you an example. They're coming into us now at 0874 100 102, and we will offer air an opportunity to come on the programme to explain themselves if we could find somebody to do so, and to do so soon rather than maybe Friday week or something like that. Here's one that says, air are preying on elderly people. My parents still getting bills for a service cancelled 18 months ago. They just want to pay it to stop the hassle even though there is nothing owed. Disgrace. I'm aware of other cases like that of services being cancelled and the bills still coming in.
Yeah, that's a real issue. Older people don't want to use web chat or text chat. They want to phone up, and it can be very difficult to phone the company. I mean, up to recently, it was taking more than an hour to get through. I tried the 190 number today, which is it should be get me through to customer care. It didn't seem to be working at all. Now, to be fair, I did get through on the 1800 number. And Air are saying, look, if we have these, the waiting time down to 10 minutes, it was very, very high. They put a lot more people in charge of it. But, you know, it's unsatisfactory. The Minister for Communications, Eamon Ryan, has described the situation as, I quote, totally unsatisfactory. The Cian Ciorla, Seana Farghul, described the company as appalling in the Dáil last week. Others have said it's shambolic. So it's not doing enough. Now, Air are saying, hold on a minute here now. You know, there's a massive increase in calls because of people working from home.
Come on now. Sorry, Charlie, I'm not giving out to you, but I'm aware that people have had major customer care issues with Air long before COVID-19. They can't use that as a cop-out in relation to what is a long-standing problem.
No, except that what they're saying is, look, you normally that have their 400 people will be working in a call centre. They have call centres in Sligo, Limerick and Cork. But these have all had to work from home. They're younger people. It's not, you know, they're the people who are least set up to work from home. They're probably in an apartment or working from their bed. And it is difficult. And now they say they've taken on 92 more people recently. They're training another 17. But, yeah, you know, look, this has long been a problem, Matt, and it predates the pandemic. You know, to your point, exactly, it predates the pandemic. It's been going on a long time. It's just got worse this year. There's a 100% increase in complaints, mobile and broadband complaints generally.
So what's the regulator doing about it? There's a regulator, Comreg, what's it doing?
That's a good question, you know, and the Ciarán Cóirle has questioned the role of the regulator and said they're not up to the job. Now, they say, look, hold on a minute here, we're meeting them every 2 weeks. We have targets that they need to meet. We're not at all satisfied. They've come out with a very strong statement saying they're not one bit satisfied with what's going on here. Say it's completely unaccessible, and they want stronger powers. Basically, you know, the problem with a lot of the regulators in this country is they can't just impose their own fines or sanctions. They have to probably go through a court. Now that's the same for a lot of the time for the Competition and Consumer Protection Commission. You know, the Competition Authority, they have to go into a court. Comreg have to go into a court. They have to, and it's usually the district court where the fines are small, Matt. They're not big enough. They're not in disincentive. If Comreg was able to apply its own fines of €50,000 or €100,000, this problem would be sorted very quickly. There is a commitment in the programme from government to allow regulators to impose their own fines. So that needs to happen, and needs to happen fast. It's no use the Minister for Communications getting up on the dole and saying the situation is totally unsatisfactory. If the regulator hasn't got the equipment, the weapons to go after unsatisfactory service, it isn't going to be sorted out. It isn't going to be resolved. So that's what needs to happen, I think. You know, and Comreg say, look, if they're doing as much as they can do under the circumstances, but it's just not happening. It's just not good enough. You know, it seems that a lot of the, it's not just AIR, to be fair, as well, but a lot of them just about, they kind of, they're in the letter of them, they meet the letter of the law, but they certainly don't meet the spirit of the regulations and the targets that are set for them to deal with faults and fix repairs and get back to people. But there is one good
thing. So, Charlie, I'm going to finish this by reading out some listener comments. And as I said, the invitation is there to AIR if they want to come on and defend themselves. I'm trying to cancel AIR account for 4 months out of contract, taking €50 more per month than agreed for the 12 months. They won't acknowledge forms submitted by me to cancel. Can't cancel correct debit, and then brackets just managed to. It's a disgrace. No way of contacting them. Another one, AIR is the worst company to deal with. I can't even get through to report a complaint, which I need to take to Comreg. On hold, promised callbacks. Shocking. I signed up for a new mobile only contract with AIR for €60 a month. They're charging me €100 a month. The balancer is a home phone line rental, but I don't own a home phone and I can't get through to them. When I do, they say they will set me up for a callback, but never do. And that seems to be a theme coming through in quite a lot of the messages, that there are promises made about callbacks which didn't come. But it should be said as well, there are people getting in touch who are saying that they're having issues with Sky and with Vodafone, who are also in this business. 0874 100 102 gives you the last word by text or by WhatsApp. Thank you, Charlie Weston.
The last word with Matt Cooper. Listen live, on air, from 4:30 weekdays on Today FM.